All right, Coach, appreciate the time. If you would, begin with the opening statement, followed by questions.
Yeah, obviously it's a great time of year when you have a chance to practice and play the week of Thanksgiving. That's a good thing. You know, we're excited about the opportunity. First time in the FCS playoffs, opportunity to play in postseason is something we, you know, when we started this thing, we wanted to, it was one of our goals to kind of put ourselves in this situation. So we're excited about it. Samford's an awful good football team. You know, their quarterback's exceptional. I think he's player of the year in their league. I think their defensive end's player of the league in their league. And they're really good football team. It's gotten better as the year's gone on. They're playing well right now. So it's going to be a challenge for us to go get ready to play. And when you get in the playoffs, it is what it is. I mean, there's 24 teams in the country. So you got to get ready to play your A game. I told our guys, you know, the playoffs is pretty simple. You know, next Monday, either we're going to be critiquing the game and getting ready for the next one, or we're going to be packing our stuff up. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. And you got to go about preparing that way. You don't want to lose focus or not play with the right kind of effort, because there's it's not like during the season where you say, all right, well, we'll regroup and get ready for next week. There ain't no next week. So that's playoffs. That's what it's about. That's what makes it exciting. We're excited about being at home. Hopefully it'll be a great crowd. You know, it's always a bonus playing here at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. So we're excited about the opportunity, excited about being in the playoffs, and we'll continue to prepare to hopefully go play our best football game. I'll open the floor for questions.
What was Saturday night like, the celebration, and when did you start thinking about the coming game?
You know, the celebration was awesome. You know, honestly, you get one of those celebrations and you're kind of, you know, you're kind of on a cloud in the fog a little bit, and you're just rolling. And, you know, shoot, I got home, and I was excited, but I was also exhausted, and I kind of crashed. And then you get up the next day, and there's a whole other set of emotions, you know, when you're dealing with having an opportunity to go play in the playoffs, and then you have an opponent. And as soon as the opponent's there, your mind immediately goes to the opponent, because that's just what we do. So enjoyed it for the night. In the next morning, and then as soon as you have an opponent, obviously your mind immediately goes to that and preparing and getting ready to play. So, you know, it was a great day. It's a great night for Kennesaw State University and our football program. And I don't want to minimize that at all. I think when all this, when this ride's over, whenever it's over, we'll have a chance to sit down and really reflect, and I think everybody will have a smile on their face. But right now, we got a task at hand, and that's Saturday at 2:00, and we want to go prepare to put our best foot forward.
What have the players been like? We saw them Saturday, Sunday morning when they found out they were hosting, they were really excited. Then when they found out it was Samford, they wanted to flip over table and get after it. You almost had to calm them down a little bit. What have they been like this week?
They've been good. Probably no different than maybe any other week lately. You know, they came prepared, get ready to play. You know, you can make a lot about that, oh, what, you know, we lost before, whatever. But at the end of the day, you got an opportunity to play a playoff game. And, yes, we played them before, no doubt. But that was the first game of the season. You know what I mean? It's that was a long time ago. So it's an awesome opportunity for our kids and our program. I think the one thing that we've done to date is we found a little formula about going about our business the right way, never too high, never too low. And hopefully we can continue to prepare that way going into Saturday and give ourselves an opportunity.
Is it easier or more difficult to prepare for a team you've already faced within this season?
You know, I guess it just depends on how you look at it. I mean, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, to some degree, we're going to know what they're going to do. They're going to know what we're going to do. And you're going to have to go out and execute in the moments. And they'll have things they've evolved to over the season just like we have. And then everybody has their game plan, and you got to go out and execute, and you got to win some battles. You know, every position has battles you got to go win, and for us, we got to win more than we lose, that's for sure. And we got to continue to do the things that have given us a chance to be successful: taking care of the football, getting some turnovers, limiting our penalties, you know, winning the special teams. All those things that we've been doing, we got to continue to do, and we really got to take it to another level. You know, on Saturday, because obviously it's playoff time. And those are the things you do that give yourself a chance to be successful. And that's what we got to continue to do.
I know your focus is obviously on only on the task at hand, but congratulations on being named Big South Coach of the Year. Could you comment a little on that?
Well, I appreciate it, and I think, you know, anytime you get recognition, especially in my chair, I think it's a representation of a body of work over a period of time with a lot of people involved, our staff, our players, everything that's gone on, you know, since we've started this thing. I think it kind of represents that a little bit. You know, y'all know how I am when it comes to that stuff. You know, I'm appreciative and thankful, but really I think it represents a body of work that's gone on with the Kennesaw State football program. You know, and we've made a lot of progress. We're not where we want to be yet, but we've sure made a lot of progress.
Talk about the offensive line for a minute. All five guys were on the first or second team, Big South. What has that group meant to Chandler and to the offense and to the team in general?
Let me say this. I want to congratulate all our kids that were represented on the all-conference team. We had 17 kids. I think that's a phenomenal number. You know, and the different accolades that go with, you know, offensive player of the year, freshman of the year, all the different things, the awards that are all unbelievably deserving for our kids. There was even a couple positions that got left out that really probably were deserving. Our slots are probably deserving of some recognition, and our defensive tackles had a heck of a year, but stats aren't going to be their way, just the nature of the way we play at times. So there were some groups not represented that I think were very deserving, but I'm proud of all our kids, especially those guys that were honored and had an award, and they're very deserving. And I think they'll tell you, when a team has success, the individual accolades come, if that makes sense. Team has success, the individual accolades come. And that's really kind of how we've gone about our business. Our guys up front, you know, we've said throughout the year, and we talked to them back during camp, you know, offensively, we kind of go as they go. When they're rolling, you know, things are pretty good. You know, it makes it easier for Chandler. It makes it easier for the two backs and the slot backs and everybody involved. It makes it easier. You know, we've challenged them at different times, and I think they've grown up a lot, and they got to continue to do that. And they're going to be tested big time this week now. You know, the three inside guys for them are big guys, hard to move. The two defensive ends are, they may be two of the better in the country right now, by far. They're talented. And so it's going to be a great challenge for offensive line. Continue to do the things that they've done to give ourselves a chance to be successful, because we've told them many times, you know, especially offensive, we're going to go as you go. And they've done some really good things this year, and we got to continue to do that.
When did you know this team had the ability or was special? I mean, it's been a kind of a special season after that. Even in the locker room, that three-hour rain delay at Sanford, there was something special about this. When did you know this team was special and had a chance to go as far as they have?
Well, you know, early on in the year, we were kind of playing with fire, to be honest with you. You know, we would play just good enough to win, and just almost close bad enough to get beat, if that makes sense. And we were finding a way, and I'll be honest with you, you know, when I first saw us start to kick it in high gear, and we played at home against Texas Southern, and not that that was the best football team, but we looked like we had kind of rejuvenated ourselves, or whatever you want to call it. And really, since then, we found a way. You know what I mean? And it always hadn't always been pretty. And, you know, since that game, really, we've just kind of found a way to get it done. And that's a credit to our kids and the staff. Because we've been in some tough situations. You know, you're down and, you know, here at home against North Greenville, and you find a way. You know, you got late drives. You got, you know, big-time stops in critical situations. But the one thing this team has done, and I've told you this before, they hadn't flinched. The moment hadn't got the best of them, and that's something we hadn't always done, and that's something we've been able to do. And obviously, if we want to keep playing, we're going to have to do that.
Culturally, what does a win like the win against Monmouth and the Big South champion do for the university and football team and recruiting?
Well, I think, you know, the exposure you're getting for the university, I don't think it could get any better. I mean, I've always said that, you know, especially in the South and really throughout the country, but In the South, football has a unique platform. I call it the front porch for a university. And it can bring so many positive things to a university. And really, that's what we've said from day one. And we've continued to win. And obviously, that's been a positive thing to bring a lot of positive things for our university. So I think it's been unbelievably positive. I think to go do something you said you were going to do is big as well. I mean, we talked about it before we ever played a game. And people, you know, you have those think you can or you can't, but then you went and did it. And now it's hard to go, well, so, I mean, you know, part of what we wanted to do, we've done. We haven't done all of what we want to do, but we've done part of it. And that's a huge step forward. And I just think it's positive for it's positive for our football program, it's positive for this university, and everything going on.
Along those lines, being in Cobb County, where we got five teams that are in the state quarterfinals high school this week, you know, a lot of parts. We talked about potentially getting guys that may want to transfer home. They go to be on the lesser D1 roster, realize they're not going to play. Hey, we can get that guy coming back. What do you think this is going to do to maybe get guys to come here on the first look as opposed to on the rebound?
Well, I think anytime, you know, we got a good product to sell here, first of all. The university, the things we have to offer here. And now you throw winning championships on top of that, you know, it's going to make it that much better for a young man to say, hi, I want to go be a part of that. You know, I don't care who you are, you want to be a part of a winner. You know, I mean, that's, we're all that way. It's human nature. And I think now, you know, not only has it been talked about, a part of that's been done. And so I think it, obviously from a recruiting standpoint, you know, it's a huge positive to continue to even upgrade the recruiting. Because we, you know, I've always told our guys, and they'll tell you this, you know, I said, our job's to out-recruit you. I mean, I've told them many team meetings, I said, listen, if you want to sit in here and be complacent, have at it. But I'm going to tell you, our job is to out-recruit you. So you better go to work every day. You know, and that's not anything personal to them. They know it. That's our job. So our job to continue is to continue upgrade recruiting. Well, when you put a good product on the field and you have a good product to sell in the university, you would hope that you continue to upgrade that recruiting where that talent pool becomes even greater that you can go work from.
Last press conference, you mentioned the OGs, the original gang of guys you brought in. Have you got a chance to sit down with your coaching staff, maybe some of the OGs, and just kind of talk about, I don't know that many thought that a Big South championship was within reach within 3 years, and you've done it, just to honor that and celebrate that with them?
No, I have not. Simply because, truthfully, there hasn't been an appropriate time. You know, I told you guys I had them stand up last week in practice and say, why did you come here? You know, and they all had the same message. And so I think that time of reflection will come whenever this ride's over and we'll have a chance to sit down and reflect and talk and that. But, you know, we haven't done anything particular. I'll be honest with you, it's just, shoot, man, we're on a ride right now. You know what I mean? It's just you kind of go, you give, you go, you know, and we try to keep our routine as best we can and what we're doing, and this is a different week in itself. But I think those guys know, and they're – I think a lot of them are – I think if you went and talked to them, and I don't want to speak for them, but they're just kind of relishing in the moment a little bit and enjoying it and enjoying the moment, you know, and where we are and where we can still go, you know. And the great thing about all of it is, to be honest with you, Nathan, it's like for the young kids in the program. This is what we wanted to have happen. You work your tail off. You invest a ton. You get a return on your investment. Hey, guys, this is how you do it. So the OGs lay the foundation for everything going on. This is the plan. So they don't even realize what they've done. And they won't for 10 or 15 years. But I told them when they came here, in 20 years, you're going to look back and go, look what we did. And that's what's really happening. And I told our kids, I told them young kids in the locker room after the game. I said, here we are. Here's the standard now. You know, and make sure they see it and they understand how we got to where we are. Because that's the most important thing. You know, if they see it, understand it, we can continue moving forward. But that was the whole premise of that first group. You know, they get to lay the foundation for something that's bigger than themselves, something that they fully won't recognize until probably they bring their kids and grandkids to a ball game. And that's really what's unique and special about it.
Anything else?
Injury front?
We're good. I mean, this guy banged up, but everybody's supposed to be out there is out there. I mean, the guy's gotten bumps and bruises and nicks and stuff like that, but as far as everybody being ready to go, everybody should be ready to go. And this week's really coming a good time for us with no school. I think it's if our kids have taken advantage of it, use this to get some extra rest, you know, without the school obligation on them this week, it's helped as well. We'll practice today, then we practice in the morning, and then we give our kids an opportunity to go spend some time with their family. A lot of kids will load up. I'm sure Chandler and Bryson can tell you. I imagine they got other guys coming with them to go eat, or they're going somewhere to go eat tomorrow afternoon, and then we'll get back on a regular Friday schedule for afternoon. So we'll practice in the morning tomorrow just to give our kids a chance to go spend some time with their family, and it's good to get away sometimes a little bit. We'll come back on Friday and get ready to roll.
Brian, you got a picture on here of the ice bath. Kind of walk me through yeah. that moment and what that meant
for you. Yeah. Well, it's obviously it's a special moment. I didn't, you know, I didn't see it coming, though I did see some people start to scamper a little bit when, you know, people coming up talk to you and all of a sudden they take off running. It's either you ain't showered in a while or something getting ready to happen. But I mean, you know, it was a special day. I mean, I don't know that I've had a full chance to really reflect on it. I don't know that I will until, again, this ride is over. But this has been a really special season, guys. And we got a special group of kids, special staff, and it's just been special. I don't know if I can really articulate it any better than that. And obviously that was a special moment for our football team, you know, to do something we set out to do when really nobody thought we would even win a game. And here we sit today with an opportunity to go in the postseason and an opportunity to win a playoff game. I don't think it gets much better than that.
Anything else? All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.